Well, I'm standing here in the park with Majinga, who is going to be doing some of his illusions. And from his sack, he's withdrawing a small straw doll and showing me that he has nothing in his hand. Straw doll is in his palm as I watch closely, and he's wiggling his fingers over it. And the doll looks like it's beginning to levitate a little bit from his palm. And now it's standing at a 45-degree angle. And I'm looking as closely as I can to see any hidden strings or anything of that nature, which I do not see. The doll is standing directly upright on Majinga's palm. I have no earthly idea how he did that. And I'm looking as closely as I possibly can. Now he's going to move his fingers again. The doll is gradually going down 45-degree angle, and he's going to have it lying down his palm, and down it goes. He just snapped his fingers.
I'd like to tell you something. I've known this man for a long, long time, and I still have no idea how this stuff is done. No clue. None. He really does believe in his oath of secrecy in magic.
Majinga explained what that oath involved.
Well, the basic one for beginners is there's three things: to never give away the secret, to never repeat a trick to the same audience the same day. You know, that's the first thing most people say is, I'll do it again. And they're saying that because they want to catch you the second time. A lot of magic relies on surprise. And then the third is practice, practice, practice before you show it to the public. That's the hardest one.
I got as close to you as I possibly could, Majinga, and I don't have a clue how you just did that. What else are you going to show?
Well, playing cards are very mystical for magicians because they come from the fortune-telling cards of the Tarot, dating all the way back to ancient Egypt. So our modern-day playing cards, which consist of 52 cards in a deck, are also comprised of four different suits: the hearts, clubs, spades, and diamonds. These four suits also represent the four elements and the four seasons of the year. And if you add up the value of all the playing cards in the deck, it comes up to the number of days in a year. A lot of people don't realize all of these symbols that go into a pack of playing cards.
Calculating poetry, speaking numerology. I climb the tree of life. From there, can I see eternal curiosity?
So being that there are also four different dragons of the four different elements, this being the year of the water dragon, imagine if you were to choose or just think of which dragon resonates in your mind more. You might not know which of the suits is for which season, but for instance, a heart, spade, club, or diamond could represent the earth, air, water, or fire dragon. What suit would you be thinking of now?
All right, I would be thinking of the clubs.
The clubs? All right, I believe that would be the dragon of the earth. And so the club. And now if you were to think of a card, an ace, or a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, jack, queen, or king, what comes to your mind?
The queen of clubs.
The queen of clubs. And I didn't ask you anything about this beforehand. And these cards have been laying here untouched by my fingers on this table in their box since before we began this conversation.
That's true.
So I would like for you to explain to everybody what you are about to see. You can tell them I am just slowly going through these cards. Can you see all of the cards here? Every single card is face up. Except for one.
Let me guess which one it is. All right, I have no idea how you just pulled the Queen of Clubs out of that deck. None.
It must be magic.
Seems like